a new vision where the love never ends and the praise only goes deeper. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29:18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. It's an honor to be with you this morning, and we're thanking God for celebrating the first of the month, joining together again for our Freedom Sunday discussion and event, and our time to join together and take up Holy Communion to just thank God for the sacrifice. So it's a blessing to be before you. Before we go any further, I just want to take the opportunity to give God praise for our beloved shepherd, Apostle Etta Banks. We are blessed, so blessed, so blessed, so blessed to have the woman of God that we have that gives us such awesome teaching. I leave every Sunday with a full belly, more to digest, more to take in, more to observe, more to change. I thank God for the seeds that we learned last week in our discussion, that our word would not only challenge us, it would convict us, it would compel us, and it would, I'm sorry. Can somebody help me? Who remembers from last week? Forgive me, Father, but we're learning. We're learning. That's the key. We're the apostle. You're muted. I believe you're saying it, but you're muted.
Okay, we were dealing with the characteristics,
yes,
right, of a godly man or woman. That's what we were dealing with. And there were four words, three or four words that yes, we said, and I can't remember the words.
Well, we had said three of them at least, but even those are important to think of. That the word and a discussion for today and every time that we're joined together and every time that we read the word, that it compels us, that it convicts us, and it challenges us to change and to do better, to change Amen. And to walk a different life than what we did yesterday, to leave behind the ways of the world. So this discussion today, I'm honored to have the opportunity to lead. And today our discussion is actually going to be on Thanksgiving despite the things that we face. And we all face some terrible things. We all face some issues that would make us just say, Lord God, where are you? What are you doing? But I thank God that we can hear things that bring us to a place to recognize as we're going through, God is continually moving. I've asked two people, two wonderful people who you know very well, as none of us are strangers, to join in specifically to talk about and give their testimony about how Thanksgiving has brought them through. But before I introduce them, I'd like to ask Minister Kyle, I asked him to play a song for us that kind of started my thoughts on this conversation. I can't say kind of, actually truly started my thoughts on this conversation. The song is by Smokey Norfolk. And it's called Thank God for My Life. I want you to just take a chance and listen to it before we begin our conversation. Brother Kyle, if you would. Minister Kyle, I apologize if you would.
Feels so good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it, but I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turn and walked away.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you fall for my life.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
For
thank
my
you.
life, Lord. Woo. I thank you.
Yes, oh God.
For every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I Woo. Held on.
Jesus, Jesus.
And if I never live to see another day,
yes, yes,
there's
yes.
nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life.
Yes, yes,
for
yes.
my life. Lord, I thank you.
Yes, God.
For every victory in you I've seen, oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me, yeah. Lord, I just thank you,
thank you, Lord, for
my life.
Thank you.
I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life.
Yes, oh God.
So I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for
thank you, Jesus.
For my life.
It
may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized, but to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for
thank you
for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For my life.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for my life.
For my life. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes.
Glory to your name.
Yes.
You know, it's such a blessing when we can listen to things and hear things that just remind us of how good God is.
Yes.
And songs that we can sing and join into that are a confession of just how awesome it is to know and to serve and to be ambassadors and representatives of the God that we proclaim as the true and living. He is the one true and living God.
Yes,
He
he is.
deserves all of our thanks. No matter our suffering, no matter our pain, he deserves all the thanks for our victory.
Amen. Amen.
All the thanks for our victory.
Amen.
So it's a
Amen.
great honor to present to you, all of you, and to those that will listen across the airways, those that will join in and hear this in our archive from the website newvisionforlife.com. I introduce to the discussion Pastor Marguerite Campbell Brinkley and Minister Danielle Carter. I'd just
Amen.
like to give a hand for the both of them.
Amen. Amen. Before they go on, before they go on, I'm going to ask the majority of you to unmute yourselves, so that this is a discussion. And as the two women are speaking, and anyone else, you're saying amen in agreement with what they're saying is an encouragement, you know. And also remember, the Garns are they're the ones that's leading this. But if there's a question that you want to ask as well, you can
Well,
do so. But
you can
let's
do so,
support
but let's
the
support
people as we go on.
as
And
we
I
go
see
on. And I see
Lee,
Lee
on Lee's,
on Lee's
turn off your mic,
turn off your
because
mic
I'm getting
because
feedback
I'm
when
getting
you turn it
feedback.
on. Okay, yeah, that was your mic. Okay. I apologize. If you want to say something later, then raise your hand. And I don't know if that's going to happen when anybody else does so. I don't know. But at least, you know, speak back to the women as they're sharing with us, however we do it. All right, darling, please forgive me, son, for
Oh, no
interrupting.
problem, Apostle. No problem. I'm glad to be in agreement with you because that was my next thing to say was to ask everyone to unmute to join in. But thank you for being who you are. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Once
Amen.
again, so I want I, since I've been able to introduce the two women that will join as well, like our Apostle said, please unmute and join in the conversation. We want this to be a conversation. And once again, our topic and the reason I chose that song was because we are called to be thankful despite what we face. You know, Lady Danielle, Minister Danielle, and forgive me for always saying different titles and whatnot, but I with all due respect to the woman of God, and to both Pastor Brinkley as well. You may hear me call her Ma, because that's my godmother, so you'll hear that as well. But Minister Danielle, a lot of times, opens us with Psalm 118, 24. It says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." But I realized one day how hard it is to rejoice in the day that the Lord has made when you're suffering and going through, because you feel like, well, God, you made this day. Why is it the day of my suffering? And I wanted to ask Minister Danielle specifically, how is it that you go through? Because you've always said something that has been such a blessing to so many of us, how you dance in the rain. And that's always metaphorically. I mean, I know you do go out and dance in the rain, but metaphorically, what does that mean if you think about that scripture? This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it. Regardless of the rain or the storm, how do you rejoice in it?
Wow. It's not easy. Let me let you know. It is not easy. But I guess it comes with oh Lord. The things that I've gone through, knowing the word of God, applying it, you know, for myself. Oh, I'm sorry. That's my music. I'm sorry, Apostle. Wait a minute.
Amen.
I told Kyle that I play this that Thank You Lord song plays almost daily through my house. Forget I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. It's not easy, but it's worth it. I've found myself when things we say wrong or horrible or catastrophic, whatever. I find out when I'm in a trial or a situation or a difficult moment, I try to find the good in it or ask God, what am I supposed to learn from this instead of complaining? But know that that came over time. I did not wake up like that. I, you know, fussing, complaining, you cuss, okay, angry. But now I'm to the point when something happens, okay, God, I'll pause. Almost like that thing last week, I pause and I look at what's going on, analyzing the situation. Then I'm like, what am I supposed to get from this? And then what am I supposed to get from this? You know, what is someone supposed to share with me, you know, concerning with whatever I'm dealing with? And I rejoice in it. You know, even before I get the answer, I'll rejoice. I laugh because sometimes we know things are of the devil. And so I'll laugh when certain things happen. I'm like, yep, you're not going to trip me up this time. So I laugh, you know, so I just rejoice. And it's just to make a noise, is to dance, is to spin around, you know. And so that's what I do when I find myself in those situations. It does come with, again, time with God. It comes with multiple trials and tribulations, honestly. It comes with that because you praising your way through. Praise is what I do, and just praising and worshiping the Lord. And it's funny enough, and I'll be done after this. It's funny that you said, even in the storms of life, how do I find a way to rejoice? We know for the last 2 days, it has been thundering and lightning, and the wind has been blowing like crazy. Those of you who have been to my house recently, which has been Apostle, Pastor Brinkley, the Garnses, I know Minister Kyle was here. He calls it the Garden of Eden. And I know the Davises were here. You all know that I have plants that are at least 10 feet tall on both sides of my house. They are tall. So what do you think happens when the wind and the rain is coming? They're blowing and blowing. And I'm like, God, I'm trying to be Jesus. Peace, be still. I'm like, all the time that I spent in raising these plants, I go out there. My neighbor even said to me, why are your plants so much taller than mine and so much fuller than mine? I go out there. I talk to them. I pray. I thank God for their life. It's life. I thank God for their life. I thank him for showing me how to, you know, how to do things when I see they're dying or, you know, whatever the case may be. I thank God. So when I saw that, I was like, God, you gave this to me. You, like my son, you did this for me. Why are you letting this happen? They literally, Garns, if y'all come around here, you see 10 feet tall, and now they're all like basically touching the ground. Oh. They are touching the ground because of the wind and the rain. At first, like I said, I was like, what in the world? But then when I looked at it, not one of them were broken. They bent, but they didn't break. So, and I literally said to God, what is the lesson? Even in the plants, I'm like, they're plants. Tyreek was looking at me like I was crazy. And I mean, I was like, peace be still in the name of Jesus. I even took a video and I watched when I first said it, the plants that are the tall trees that are across the street from, they're blowing and bending. The neighbor's tree three doors down from me, blowing and bending, but mine were still. And I was like, oh my God, look, it worked. It worked. And no sooner I said that, and I went outside and assessed the damage later. And I literally was like, they bent, but they didn't break. They may be bent over, but they didn't break. And it just showed me, okay, God, I bent, things happened, but I didn't break. I didn't break in the midst of it all. And the first day that it happened, I was getting ready to go out there, and all the ones that are on the outside, you know, the ones to the closer to the porch, they're like slightly bent over, but the ones, you know, on the outside are touching the ground. And I started to clip them, and I clearly heard God said, that's the support, because another storm is coming. So they were my support. So then you look at the church, you look at your friends, the support for when the next storm is coming, so that you are standing and you're not the one that's falling, you know, down, and you know, or you may be the one supporting someone else. So I left them alone, and the next storm came, which was yesterday. And I was like, okay, all right. So I was like, all right, I'll get out there and clip them today. Holy Spirit told me, check the weather. Another storm today. I'm gonna leave them right there, because those that are still standing, I want them to stand. Those that have bent will be the support for those that are still standing. So that's all I have for now. Is that you can hold on and know that during times, during everything that you go through, it's a learning process. It's not easy, but in the end, it is worth it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Before I come to you, Pastor Brinkley, I just want to quickly say one thing in response to what Danielle said. And what I heard from her, what she spoke of, or how some were bent and they didn't break, and how she, what she talked about, throughout all of it, she was able to give thanks because she was trusting God. And that
Amen.
trust came from the trial.
Yes.
It's hard to say trust when you've never fallen and somebody caught you. It's hard to say trust when you've never been knocked down and nobody helped you stand up. But when you've been through some things, the factor and the level of trust deepens. So
Yes.
that is one of the things that we'll continue to talk about, how your trust is a base for your ability to be thankful. So
Amen.
I will
Amen.
ask that question. I want to ask the first question to you. If you have any comments, or if anyone else following Pastor Brinkley has any comments to the initial question of your response to how do you continue to rejoice while you're still going through when you face a storm? Pastor Brinkley, it's in your hands, beloved.
Amen. First of all, I am so thankful and grateful for this topic, because it gives me an opportunity to really share, and I'm going to share a little differently than Danielle, because we all have different experiences and go through different trials and tribulations. And the psalm that came to mind when you asked me about this, the Psalms 28:7, and listen to the word that you just mentioned. I don't know why we are constantly on the same page here, and I give God all the glory and praise for that. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts with my song, I give thanks.
Amen.
And the scriptures is what gives me the strength, the prayers, the constantly being on my knees. Danielle is not as old as I am. I don't have a problem with sharing my age. I am 73 years old, and as a result of 73 years old, I've been through some things. Amen. But it's by God's grace that I'm able to stand today and give him praise and thanksgiving. I want to share with you, it started way back when I was a young girl. I used to always tell my family, especially a favorite uncle of mine, that I was always just so unhappy. And I did not understand why I was so unhappy until I was 20 years of age and was able to confront an uncle that molested me from the age of 12 until the age of 14. I wasn't able to really understand all this until I confronted this man that I called uncle at the age of 21. So at the age of 12, I was molested. During my mid-20s, and you all, I'm being very transparent, and some of this you're not, you've never heard. During my mid-20s, I had a younger son that was severely beaten and was put in shock trauma in a coma for a month. A week later, I had another son that was shot at 17 times. He re two bullets in his arms, but the car was shot up. When you saw the car, it had 17 bullets, and three of them grazed him, and he's still walking and talking and breathing to this day. I
Amen.
am
Amen.
a breast cancer 19 years free survivor of breast cancer.
Amen. Amen.
I've
Amen.
survived COVID twice. If that is not enough to thank God for being who God is, I don't know what is. There are so many times I ask God, why am I still here? And I just truly believe that God at this age is still not finished with me. And when I think about what Danielle said, we were driving through, our family picnic was yesterday. We were out in Drew Hill Park from 11 until 6, no, 5 o'clock when the storm came through, because we were supposed to be there until 6. The blessing was the whole time we were in the park, there was a breeze coming through, and I was laying back in the chair and just relaxing and enjoying the fresh air from God. And then all of a sudden, around 4 o'clock, you could really see the clouds way on the other side, and everybody kept saying, of course, some family members didn't get there at 2 o'clock, so they missed everything. But I was able to experience the beauty of that entire day. And at 4 o'clock, you could see the clouds, and they were asking people to get out of the pool because we were between the pool and the tennis court. And then all of a sudden, around 5 o'clock, the wind just was fierce. And I told everybody, I said, you all can stay here, but I'm gone. I'm out of here. And as I was driving around Drew Hill Park, you know, I'm right across the street from the park and walking distance. As right. I was driving around and pulled up in front of my door, it was just like the rain just forcefully just poured down. And it just reminds me that God is such an awesome God. No matter what we go through, no matter the trials and tribulations that we go through, God is still there for us. Whether it's raining, those storms are coming through. First of all, they're only temporary storms.
Yep.
That's mm-hmm. what I want you to hear. The storms that you are going through, the storms that you have been through, you think you're not going to survive, but they are temporary storms. When I was going through the breast cancer, there were some days I couldn't even get out the bed. I was in so much pain. I could not even walk. Every time I would do chemo, every time I would do radiation, I was in severe pain. And I'm going, God, why? That was the first thing I would say. And I'm going, God, how? How do I get through this? God, please help me. And through that, just with me saying, God, please help me, that's a prayer in itself.
Amen. Amen.
We may not even understand it, or when we say thank you, God, or God, why, or God, please help me. You're asking God for your help, and all we have to do is just trust and believe that God is going to bring us through. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been through a lot, and like Danielle, you wonder how you want to make it, but it's as a result of just having faith. As a result, all the songs that were played today talked about faith.
Yes.
All the songs we heard today gave thanksgiving. All the songs we heard today said praise him. And the only thing that I can say is that we just got to keep praising God. We just got to keep trusting. We just have to keep believing that we're going to get through it no matter what. Amen. Even down to this business of mine. Apostle rung my phone because I didn't know I was on camera. I know she saw it. I don't know if anybody else saw it. How is it that I'm supposed to be in church and I got people asking me about work? They're actually going to a building to do work. And I'm just fussing and I'm saying, this is the paperwork, guys. Why are you not turning it in on time? Apostle said, are you having a full-blown conversation and fussing? Yes. Yeah. I'm having a full-blown conversation in the middle of worship.
Yes.
But all I can do is thank God, because if it wasn't for the job, the business, if it wasn't for God being on my side, I would not be here today. And I just say to everybody, just trust. Just put your trust in God. Mm-hmm. Believe that God is going to get you through it no matter what. It may seem like you are not going to make it. It may seem like you can't get out of the bed. But if you just have faith, and if you just be in prayer, and that if you just trust God and take one step at a time, that's the other thing. Don't feel like you have to do it all at once. Take one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And I know that some people on this line that have been through some things. Just trust God. That's all I can say. Just believe that God is going to get you through, and know that God is able. That's all I can say. I am just thankful that the Lord has been in my life.
Yes.
My early 20s, I'm going to tell y'all. I told somebody yesterday, every now and then the halo gets tilted. But if it wasn't for God, me seeking God at the age of my early 20s, after going through everything that I've been through, I don't believe that I would be here today.
Amen.
Just because I was out there, and I don't have a problem saying I was out there. I had a good time. I enjoyed life. Mm-hmm. But thanks be to God. I am so thankful that God has brought me to where I am now, and that God continues to cover me no matter what I go through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Does anyone have a comment they would like to share that just touches on what these two wonderful women have already talked about or spoke on? Amen, amen. Oh, okay.
I just want to say thank you for being, both of you all, for being transparent. Because sometimes we don't really know what people have gone through or are going through, because some people are so private. And I get it that most don't want to share because of that reason, but we never know what somebody else is dealing with. And sometimes somebody is looking to see who they can talk to, and who they can trust with information.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to hear, you know, how the things that you both have gone through and just watching you now, it's like, wow, but you really can't tell. You really can't tell that they've been through things because they're still in their right mind. You know, they're still giving God praise. They're still rejoicing. They're still loving on God. They're still sharing God with others. And they didn't turn their back on God. And these are what others need to hear. And a lot of times in, you know, when we're in service, we don't get these moments where people can just openly share. And a lot of people are suffering with stuff that they aren't sure that they can share. And what the enemy does is he'll start speaking to those situations and those people and saying, you might as well just keep it to yourself, because, you know, they're going to judge you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to do this and that. And you're a minister. You shouldn't be depressed. You shouldn't be going through what you, all those type of things are what the enemy starts to hurl at us. And then we find ourselves going into like this shell. And before you know it, you disappeared from fellowship. And people are wondering, you know, what happened. And it's because we allowed the enemy to bombard us and shut our mouth. So I just thank God for these moments. I thank God for Apostle that she's not one of those leaders who always have to be up front and center and center and want all that, you know, the praises from the people, and won't give anybody else an opportunity to share the gifts that God has placed in them. So we have an awesome, 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 awesome woman of God. I'm just thinking about just listening to things that I hear, you know, on YouTube and Instagram. We have an awesome woman of God that has a genuine heart for the Lord, that lives for the Lord, that breathes for the Lord. Like, we are blessed to sit under such an awesome woman of God because of all the mess that is going on today. Our woman of God continues to teach truth. She doesn't tickle our flesh with things that we want to hear. She doesn't just give us what she wants us to have. You know, her heart is for the Lord. And I thank God for that, because she's leading us to the Lord and not leading us astray. So, Amen. You know, in our Amen. Moments, we need to give God praise for her, because to be honest, the way that the world is turning now, even with those who call themselves Christians, who have titles, they are compromising. They are standing in the glory of God that is not theirs. They are not teaching biblical truth anymore. And everything is about finances and how you want to be blessed financially and all that stuff. And so I pray that we just cover Apostle and keep her covered at all times, because there's just little things, even when it comes to family stuff, that will cause us to get off track and cause our minds to be focused on the family stuff. So if we can just keep Apostle listed in every prayer that we have, however God tells us to bless her, in whatever way God tells us to bless her, we should be doing this, because she has truly given up her life for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Can I say?
Sure, Brother Ann, of course.
Once again, hi, seeing the audio again. And I just want to, when you were speaking, about different things. And a lot of times I ask, why can I say certain things? But it's been a blessing. And from the start, from the beginning to the end, I've been doing so well. Even though I don't remember all this stuff, I'm blessed that I'm able to remember stuff. So when I got the house, the building, a single house, and a gentleman that over these couple of years, his daughter went to school with my daughter. I mean, his son went to school with my daughter. So we became friends in a sense. He felt comfortable with me and I was speak. And after a while, I don't speak a lot, but he go on about stuff. And he's an officer for many years. And we became good together. So a lot of different things we did. So just this week, last week, I was blessed with the building, as you know. He went with me and we walked through the building. So as we walked through it and seeing different things that could be fixed and whatever, we finished looking at everything. Then I got back and it was warm. So we sat in his truck, nice truck he got. So we sat in there and it just came on me to tell him, thank you for being who you are. Even though you're not my best friend, I know you for all these years, is this, that what I asked God to show me what I should do and how to do it. And the way you were speaking of is like this officer that knows about cursing and fighting and been through so many things in his life and still go through it because he's not the saved man, but he's protective and everything. And I told him that I sat here because God got me the strength. God saved me. God brought me to this point. And God was the reason I'm here. And I know you say you believe in God, but I want you to know with believing in God and trusting in God where you will go. And this is where I'm at. And he's sitting there like, he leaned back in this truck and was like looking at me. And I was like, this is how it is. And I brought you here because God spoke to me about certain things and certain places I can go. And he said, yes, no matter what this man does and do, he's a person that I wouldn't mind. I mean, you wouldn't mind him being on your side and speak to him. So I spoke to him. I was like, how God loves you, man. No matter what you do, God will cover you. And as long as you trust in him, even though you don't follow what he say, he trusts in you. And I'm saying this to this man with the gun and everything sitting there, like with his head a little tick. And I say this because I don't mind. And I know God don't mind what you have done, that you could still go. No matter what you've been through, what I've been through, I trust you enough to say, come with me with this building, what I want to do with it. I don't care what you think of and how you've been doing things. God said, I shouldn't. So I asked, that's why I'm here to walk through this. And the things you said and how we agreed to a lot of things about this building, he said, just keep me posted. No matter what, I'm going to be down with you because I trusted you. And I was like, thank you. I just met him, 2 years or so, and he felt comfortable with me and me able to express that God kept me walking. God kept me thinking right. And God got us here today. And the man looking at me, he said one word, just looking at me. And I'm expressing this, how God kept us, kept me, and will keep us no matter what. And he was like, I don't mind. He stuttered. He said, I don't mind. And I just wanted him to know how far I was. And I thank God all the time that in that house, I was in the back with him. We went through the house. I said, that's what they said. I fell from there and hit that. He said, oh, this is it. I said, yeah, that's the concrete. He said, that's what you I said, yeah. He said, oh, wow. And that was one guy, the Spanish guy, was like, Mr. Davis, I can't believe it, Mr. Davis. This is where you hit. I said, yeah. So both of them was different times of that day, but both of them seen where I actually hit. And they both was like shook for a second. But when I went to the cop said, no matter what, I'm here. And whatever you need to do, I'm going to be, my days off, my working days, I'm good enough with you. So then after that, I told him about another job that at a church that we don't have the event. and they have campers. Is it campers? The storage bin.
The trailers, the storage bins that's on Pastor Rodney's property.
So I told him about them, and then I said that I'm supposed to go over there to the church now and speak to me. And I was thinking that you might even want one. You know, he said, okay, because usually he'd be like, oh, I'm going to go with you and I'll follow you. I said, it's you know, out your way. He said, no. I'm going with you. I want to see this. So we went to the pastor, and while we were sitting there, we sat there for like 45 minutes talking to the pastor. The pastor was letting him know how I express about the way I live, thanking God that I'm alive. And expressing myself, even though he was the pastor, he was saying, you don't have to say pastor. I know where you're at and everything. I said, I understand pastor, but I still probably call you pastor. So the cop was like standing there, walking through everything. He said, this is a fair man. I said, yeah, it's a good man. That's a good pastor. And so my friend, the cop, saying that, interested in that. So went back to by. We can't know if he can get the trailer and everything, but we went through the whole church, the buildings, and I didn't know it's that big. That place is like massive, and they got all this stuff in there. And with the pastor saying, thank you for coming, and he to ask JB about everything good with you. JB was like, no, he said, yes, everything's fine, and I'll stay through Ian. He called me Ian, and no matter what, I'll stay with Ian and let you know. Let me know what happens, but this is a good thing for you. And the pastor was like, no, thank you, and we'll be in contact. So I'm just blessed that I'm able to be around these gentlemen, not women, but
amen.
Able to be there and feel comfortable. Where and then when the pastor was there, and he asked me for he is a cop. I said, yeah, he's a cop. So he went climbing up there and then his gun showing at me because he had a large. So he was up there and the pastor was like, if he falls, he ain't gonna shoot or nothing like that or grab me. I said, no. He said, because when he went up there, the pastor was like looking at him like, oh my goodness, no one. All you see was the gun and everything. He said, I hope you don't fall, don't hurt yourself. I said, regardless, he won't hurt you at all. He's a good cop. And so we had a good time there and I'm just blessed that I was able to remember certain things. And I was telling him how comfortable I was, just like the cop, how comfortable I am around, that I don't remember a lot of stuff, but I'm glad that I can remember you and God speak to me. And when God speak to me, I speak out with what I hear. No matter if they believe in God or not in God, I express what God shall me to do and say. So with
the amen. Cop, amen. Thank you, son. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks, Brother Ian. Thank you. Anyone else have a comment or want to share anything, testimony about their thankfulness or anything that they're facing that they just want to share that we can continue to keep lifted in prayer as we're continuing to talk? Because a part of trusting God is that when we collectively pray, we know that the atmosphere is shifted on our behalf when we come to God together. One of the scriptures I'd like to share later on as we continue the conversation specifically talks about community and coming together where two or more are gathered. But does anyone else have a comment or anything to say? Oh,
yes.
Sorry, I saw your hand. I didn't even realize your hand was raised. I'm sorry. Please, Apostle, go ahead.
Yes. What I'd like to know, we've heard them saying, you know, that they've trust God, they walked in faith and so forth. I want to know, were there times when you spent more time crying and asking God why than you probably spent praying? Were there times when you wanted to throw the towel in and say later for this whole situation, later for the people in the situation? You might even came to a place where you say later for God, because I'm not getting my answers, you know, and I know I'm praying. Can you tell me about that side of us trusting or not trusting God?
Sure. I mean, I can respond to that one if it's okay. As many of you know, I went through and have continued to go through a lot of health issues. one of the things I can remember the most was they told me, I woke up from not feeling well, went to one room and came back, and my wife was in our living room at our old house. And I started going in that direction. She asked me, where was I going? And I said, I'm going to the bedroom. And she said, why are you going coming this way? And that's the last thing I remember. When I woke up, I was in the hospital. I was tied down because I was restrained legs and arms because they had tried to start a central line in my neck, a central IV. I had yanked that IV out, tubes in every which direction could possibly go, IVs and multi-machines in this big room. And I remember the doctor coming in, and the doctor pulled up a chair, and I was like, I've never seen the doctor pull up a chair. The doctor pulled up a chair like, you know, that's just, okay, it's about to be some bad news or something. In any case, he told me I had a brain tumor that if they operated was a 70 to 80% chance I would die on the table, or if they didn't operate, I would continue to have these pass out spells uncontrollably. So I didn't know if I could be driving, I could be walking, it could be at any point in time, I could just pass out. So at that point, I was like, okay, well, I've been through diabetes, I've been through gastroparesis, you bought me through, but this is something different. And my first thought was to start calling people like, yo, I'm gonna die. So I'm calling friends and cousins like, hey, bro, I don't think it's not sounding too good. So I called Apostle, and just like when I was sick, she showed up at the hospital and she took my hand and she prayed. I remember falling asleep while she was praying, and when I woke up, she was still praying. And there was this calm that came over me even in that instant, still in this hospital room, in the middle of a room with machines all around me. And I've never been in a room like that with by myself. So it was just an experience beyond where all I could do was cry. But after she prayed with me, I felt this calm. And the same doctor came back in. It was probably about a day later from the first time he came in. And he said, he didn't grab a chair, but he kind of leaned over the bed with this bewildered look on his face. And I'm like, Lord God, what now? You know, what else could he tell me? And he said to me, I don't know how to explain this, but the tumor's not there anymore. And I was like, what?
Hallelujah.
I'm like, you just yesterday told me I was going, like, basically you told me I was going to die. And what I realized at that very moment was the fervent prayers of the righteous availed much. The prayers of that woman of God sitting beside me. And even to this day, I know that I was lifted in prayer by so many prayer warriors that I didn't even know were praying on my behalf just because the Holy Spirit led them. And that's what I recognize is going on each and every day for all of our lives. We see it with Minister Kyle, the Holy Spirit leading him on who to pray for. Mm-hmm. But there's been times where at that point, I was like, Lord God, I'm done. I know you did it already. You saved me before, but I don't see this working out. But I bless God that when I called Apostle, the reason I called Apostle was not to say I'm going to die, but the reason I called Apostle because I said I needed somebody who was strong enough to pray because I wasn't.
Amen. Amen.
Apostle, what was the question again?
Go ahead, son.
When have you faced a time where you basically wanted to throw in the towel and it was like, you don't want to do this anymore. You don't want to face this anymore. God, it's too much. What right. did you do? How did you continue to trust God?
Okay. All right. Well, yes, I have been there plenty of times. I've been there plenty of times wanting to throw in the towel, believing and trusting, you know, what God said. If you just look at, you know, again, going back to the prophecy when I was 15, you know, about Daniel, and I'm still waiting. you know, but I'm trusting, I believe the word of God. I stand on what God said. He has done so many things. I stand on what he has said. But while, you know, Daniel was out there in the world doing what he was doing, while things were going on in my life, my marriage, finances, this, that, and the other, the car accidents, just everything, I wanted to give up. Even in therapy, I did not want to kill myself, but I told my therapist, if God did not wake me up, I would be okay. And she looked at me, I said, I don't want to kill myself. But I would wake up in the morning. I would literally, it's funny because me and my father do the same thing. I would wake up in the morning and look and I'd be like, really? Another day? That's really how it was because of the pain I was going through, you know, physically, you know, from the accidents and what have you, the pain I was going through, the medication I was on, having to go to therapy because of mood swings and this, that, and the other. I never questioned God why. I would say how long. Or again, another day. So yes, I have been there. I have wanted to give up, just throw in a towel. But I realize it's not about me. It is about whoever hears whatever testimony, you know, that is going to be said. It is about everything we walk through is for someone else. And we were created for a purpose. We were created to solve somebody's problem. We were created to open up our mouth so somebody will be healed, delivered, and set free from what we did. And that keeps me going. It keeps me going. I look forward. See, I'm a visionary. Of course, you know, with the whole decorating, I can see things. So I can see the future. So that's another thing that helps me hold on because I can see, you know, I know what God has said, you know, it has to come to pass. It has to come to pass. But yes, don't think that we went through it and it was peaches and cream and we were la la skipping through the tulips and dancing in the rain, having fun. No, death was definitely what I wanted at times and was mad that he let me live, was mad because I was tired. I was tired, but I'm good now, y'all.
Amen.
I will say that there have been days when Apostle has sat with me. There were moments when I didn't come to church and I would just be home and Apostle would either call me or come and sit. I used to go into deep, deep, deep depression. And with that, church was not someplace where I wanted to be, especially when I left the United Methodist Church. I was broken. I was hurt. I was angry. It was a lot going on. I suffered with depression early in my early 20s and was seeing a therapist at least twice a week. I got through that. And then when I went through the United Methodist Church and was going through the process and all, through towards the end when everything just went crazy with the United Methodist Church, I fell back into that deep depression and just really wanted to throw in the towel. And like I say, there were moments where I didn't even want to be in the church. I didn't want to be anywhere near the church. But I thank God for Apostle who would call me. She didn't hear from me. If she didn't see me, she would pick up the phone and call. I've told you, she sat with me for 8 hours on one occasion just because I just wanted to throw in the towel. I wanted to give up. So, yeah. But through the grace of God and the love of God, you know, we get through it.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hey, Minister Lee. God bless you. Please, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you. The piece that your wife had mentioned about how we just don't want to, you know, let anybody in our business and say anything, that can be very dangerous because sometimes you feel like you're on an island when you try to handle these things on your own or you're going through whatever. And so I can remember I was just taking so many blows and I said to myself, okay, this is how we rolling. This is how we gonna roll then. And so I was in the church. I was at New Vision. And so I was just getting so many blows. And so I was like, you know, if this is how we gonna handle things, I was getting hit by things that I wasn't expecting from it to come from. So I was getting hit by family members that I didn't really, it just caught me off guard. And anybody get punched in the face when they got caught off guard, it's just not pretty. They just wasn't expecting it. And so I said, we're gonna go low. And I said, we're gonna go low. If this is what you wanna do. And so I just remember just finally just reaching out to leadership and you know, just talking to Apostle, and just, you know, just people praying for me And that was a good thing. So like I said, just the point that I'm just trying to make is, don't try to handle things by yourself. You do need people to pray for you. And I say all day that I'm a prayer warrior, but even the prayer warriors get hit and they need to be covered. So just like,
yes,
to be
said, yes.
But Apostle, you know, we need to, cause she's, you know, constantly pouring out and praying. So we need to, you know, keep her covered because she's getting blows. You know, we're all getting blows. But usually parents get, thank you for blowing on me, but. That's the point I'm trying to make. You know, don't stay on your island. You know, we team together, everyone achieves more. You know, find your tribe, find your village of prayer warriors who you can talk to. Is I saw something that said on Instagram, it's good to have friends, but if your friends can't pray, what good are your friends?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna need somebody to pray for you.
Pray you through. That's right.
We all know that life happens.
Yeah.
And if you have people in your life who can't pray, it's fun to laugh, but when the rubber hits the road, you need someone who is going to be able to pray for you, with you, who's going to speak truth to you. And so find your team, find your village, and definitely we have to ask folks for help. We have to ask people for prayer. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody's not a mind reader, and, you know, it could be so much going on in other people's lives. They don't even sense what's happening in yours. And so sometimes we have to speak up, and we can't say, oh, I thought you was a prophet.
Hello. Hello.
The people got stuff going on. And so you have to take time to say something. You know, you have people who are neglecting themselves to take care of other people.
Yes. And so
you just have to say something.
Amen. Thank you, beloved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So as we've been discussing,
Marisha raised her hand, beloved.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it. My apologies. Sister Marisha, please.
Hey guys. Happy
Sunday. Hi, baby. Hi.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I always like Freedom Sundays. This is beautiful. Thank you. Pastor Brinkley, wow, thank you. I had no idea about your story, your testimony, and what God has brought you through. Thank you for your transparency and openness. And you know, sis, Danielle, we already know, right? I have, you guys know, I come in and out. I am here, then I'm not here. Just please know when I'm not here, you guys are always still with me. Y'all are my family. Beloved is going to always be my pastor and my covering. I thank God for her every day. Being transparent and going through things, only some know, but I have been dealing with being separated from my husband for almost 8 months now. And no, we have not divorced. I still want my marriage. I moved out of the house. I'm not going to get into all of that, but I had my reasons for moving out. Even in moving out, I still believe that God is the God of impossible. He can turn anything around if it is His will. Mm-hmm. I have had these quiet battles in my mind and in my thoughts. And for someone that has battled with depression and suicidal thoughts, it's never a good thing to be in your own thoughts. So, boy, have I had moments where I have felt like I wanted to give up. But my God is greater, and I know He has a greater purpose for me. Mm-hmm. And I know I can't give up. And I know I think about my children, and I know they need me, and mm-hmm. I need them. And I know God made promises to me, and I want to be here to see them come forth. So those moments when I have these thoughts, I'm back in therapy, praying all the time. I have been back to serving others because there's such a joy and a peace that you get when you get yes. out of your own way and stop looking at your own situation and yes. be able to serve others. It fills me and it fuels me to keep going, you know. And we always think, you know, I don't even think that anymore. Oh, woe is me. And oh, why is this? I don't even question God when it happens. I just like, okay, Lord, I'm like with Danielle, what's next? Okay, God, I just want to know. I don't want to be a repeat offender anymore. So I want to go ahead and get through this. I'm not going to rush it. I got to sit in it. No, it don't feel right. It don't feel good. But I'm going to call that thing what it is. And I know God got me through all of it. God has me. And he's preparing me for something. I don't know what that is, but I trust him. And so those days when my mind is just running rampant, I speak to myself, peace be still. I put my hands on my head to quiet, and I do breathing exercise just to I remember Apostle did that for, had us do that at the church one day, just to, you know, I even Shabbat, y'all. I thought about, oh, Apostle Trout, when I Shabbat in my house, I mean, I cry out, I scream, I journal, I'm journaling again, and but I allow myself to feel it. I don't, like, try to medicate it. I don't try to shop it away, eat it away. I just like, okay, Lord, this is, and it's some things I had to learn about myself. You know, I am not perfect. And I made mistakes in my marriage. However, I know I gave everything I had to my marriage. I gave my husband what I thought he needed. And to find out that's not what he needed, like, wow, okay. Now what do we do? But I trust God. I have to go back to, I just trust God. And whatever the outcome is going to be, God, it is your will. If you see fit that you will bring my marriage back together, because it ain't over until it's over.
Come on now.
It ain't over until it's over. And yes. I know that God brought my husband and I together. I know that. I know that. I know that. I know that. I just don't know the end. And that's okay. And it's still so much life to live. It's still so much to do. Still so many people to touch. Just still so much. We can still find joy and peace and happiness in the midst of the storm. Everybody on this line can contest to, we have all been through storms, but we are still here. We are still standing, just like them plants you planted, Danielle. We've been, but we don't break.
Hallelujah.
Because God has saved all of us for such a time as this.
Yes.
He gets the glory out of our lives. Yes. It ain't even about us. It's always about him. I just wanted to share that with you guys. I love you. Tavon tells me to tell y'all he misses you and he loves y'all so much and he thank God for you. And he was talking about you, Apostle, just how special you are to him. He called Danielle and his Aunt Beka and Uncle Mark and Uncle Kyle and Aunt Keith. Like, he was like, I miss my church family.
Amen.
I thank God for each and every one of you. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God.
As well. He knows we miss him. Continue to pray for
him. Amen.
Thank you.
One thing that you said, Marisha, when you said being in the will of God, when I'm praying, and of course, you know, we pray out of things that are going on, things that we see, things that we hear. And there are times when we are believing that we're praying and praying the will of God, but I have found myself now saying, and God, if I prayed something that was not in your will, correct it. Because I don't want that prayer to be answered, and it's not the will of God, and then I'm suffering. You know, and then we mad and we blame God for this, that, and the other. So I have now, Father, if I prayed anything that is not in your will, I ask you to cancel it right now so that it will not prosper, you know, against me, you know, and I, you know, and that might sound weird, you know, to some people, like, how, if you're praying, won't you be praying what God wants? Well, sometimes we're praying what we want. And we're right. not, we're not in the will of God. You know, it's not what he wants for us. So, you mm-hmm. know, I have found myself, you know, doing that. And then when you just, we brought up again, the plant, when you're in the will of God, and like we said, the whole thing of bending and not breaking, if you're in the will and you're moving, when he moves, you move. So you're moving, mm-hmm. try and stand still flat footed. You're not moving when he moves. That's when you're going to break. And everything mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and the other, but when he moves, you move. So God moved, the wind moved, and guess what my plants did? They moved right along with mm-hmm. the wind and the will of God. They moved and they did not break. And it's funny because up the street, plants were branches were broken, you know, in the street, this, that, and the other. And I just find my kids call me crazy. I'm just trying to find God in everything. It's just like, oh, okay. You know, it's just everything. I just see him, like I said, and I pray, who prays plants to life? Like literally there were, somebody gave me plants. I forgot to put them in the dirt. They sat out for 2 weeks. They literally were dead. I picked them up. I got the Miracle-Gro dirt, put them in, and I prayed over the plants. I prayed over the plants and the plants grew and my neighbor was shocked. And she said, how did that happen? I said, I prayed. She said, knowing you, you did. And I said, oh, you did. And I prayed over plants. So if I can pray over plants and things happen, what won't he do?
Hello.
Do you have faith? You know, do you have crazy faith? It might seem crazy. Who prays for plants? I mean, pray over any and everything. Let him lead you, guide you. And I honestly want to see the miracle. It was more so for me than it was for the plants. I really want to see if I prayed for the plants, if they would live. Mm-hmm. And they did.
And they did.
Amen. They did.
So he Amen. Showed me if he can do it for the plant, he can do it for anything else.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen. Oh, I meant to say to Daniel, I told Tavon that Daniel asked about him and what we were talking about Friday. I think he's like, oh, definitely. Yes, we got work to do. And I remember I told you them four, Chris, Gary, Daniel, and Tavon, them four boys, well, they're not boys anymore. They grown men. But these four grown men are going to shake up Baltimore City. Y'all Amen. Just wait and watch and see.
Amen.
What God got planned for them four, when them four get together, oh my gosh, I'm just like, Lord, I got to hold on because I got to see this Amen. Come to pass. I have to see this come to pass, okay? Amen. He was so excited. Oh, please send Daniel my love. Tell him what's up. I miss him, bro. Like, it, I'm like, oh. And yes, I said, you know, Daniel played music. He did music too. He said, yeah, he was on the keyboard. I said, Daniel played them drums and he could sing like nobody business. So my Strong Tower. That was my song.
That's your song.
And like, please sing Strong Tower.
Amen.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about the conversation started with having Thanksgiving in the midst of what we face. And I think what's really has shown is that the ability to be thankful in the midst of what we face is because we have trust in God. We trust God that he's going to move. But as we continue the conversation, we'll get ready to kind of take the conversation to an end so that we can go into our communion time. I wanted to share these six things that I found and the scripture pertaining to each one. So if you want to take some notes and write them down just to repeat them for yourself. But six things to help us to trust so that we can be thankful in all things. The first is faith. And trust begins with faith. Believe that God exists and he is good. And Hebrews 11:6 says this. That's Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. The second thing, of course, in building your trust is prayer. talk to God openly and honestly. And this is the most important part about prayer. Share your fears, doubts, and desires. Share your fears, your doubts, and your desires with God. Talk to him openly. Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7 encourages us to pray about everything. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, made unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. The third thing, study scripture. The Bible reveals God's character, promises, and wisdom. Regularly meditate on it. Psalms 119, 105, and this is Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's Psalm 119, verse 105. The fourth thing is remember his faithfulness. Reflect on your past experiences where God has been faithful. We all have been through some stuff and we can reflect back. And there's no other explanation of how we made it through other than God. And Psalms 9:10 says, and those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. That's Psalms 9, verse 10. And the fifth thing, community. Surround yourselves with believers who can encourage and support you. Minister Lee touched deeply on this about being able to reach out to those around you and not being on an island. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 10 says this, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. That's Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 10. And the sixth and final thing, I don't want to say final, forgive me, but the sixth thing that will help you in trusting, surrender control. Trust yes. involves letting go of our need to control and allowing God to guide our lives. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, one of our memory scriptures, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as we've been talking about thanks, I wanted to ask Minister Kyle to play that song one more time. And then we're going to all turn to, if you have your Bibles or a phone or whatever, I'm going to go to John 3:16. We all know the verse, but Minister Kyle, if you could play that song one more time. I do apologize for time, but I just wanted to share that song that's from Smokey Harpo just one more time so that we can reflect on what we've discussed today and thanks and being thankful in the midst.
Excuse me.
It feels so good to make it this far, and I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit, and I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night, and nothing seems just right. Lord, I thank you for my life.
Yes, yes, yes,
for
yes.
My life. Lord, I thank you for every victory.
Yes,
and you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me.
Glory.
So I thank you for my life.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes.
I've watched you take my family from there to here.
Yes.
And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on.
Woo. Yes, okay. Woo.
And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life. Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
For every victory in you I've seen. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me. Yeah. Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Yeah. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So, for my life.
Yes, yes, yes.
For every victory in you I've seen, hey, and for the moments that I know you kept me. Yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it.
Yeah, Lord.
Yes. So I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus,
for every mountain, every valley, God, yes, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for. Oh, I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
Amen.
For my life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we are so thankful. We are so thankful. Thank you, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, as we come before you to give you thanks for the sacrifice.
Yes.
John 3:16-17 reads as such. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believed in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God has sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Amen. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for the sacrifice. At this time, if you would gather your elements so we can partake together of Holy Communion, as we close out our conversation, discussion on Thanksgiving in spite of what we face, just truly am thankful to God for the ultimate sacrifice. For even when I would turn away, when we would turn away, even when we would fall short through our sins of commission and omission, he sacrificed himself for us. He became flesh, the Word of God, Logos, Christ, became flesh, died on the cross as a slave, just like a slave, so that we could be forgiven of the sins that we would someday commit against the Holy Father, the ultimate God that we serve. And in his awesome and infinite knowledge, he knew what we would do, but knew what we needed to be saved from our very selves and our very own commission, our very own omission, our very own thoughts and needs. 1 Corinthians 11:23 reads, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Thank you, Father God, for the sacrifice.
Yes, yes, yes.
As we join together, take your bread or your cracker, whatever that you have in representation of the flesh, the broken body for Christ, take and break. And together we consume in recognition of the ultimate sacrifice. Take and eat. And as the scripture says, in the same manner, Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We drink the cup, remembering the shed blood that covers all, the blood of the precious Lamb that covers our sins, taken for our sickness, our illness, for our transgressions, and for our iniquity. Take and drink. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
One, any way you could ever love ourselves.
Thank you, Lord. Sacrifice.
Humbly, Lord God, we submit unto you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we surrender control unto you. Be the guiding force in our life as we have done this to remember your sacrifice, and doing so in recognition, knowing that you will come again to judge, to take us into a place to receive the eternal life that you have already promised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all for participating in the conversation, for joining once again on this Freedom Sunday.